This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden says the Trump administration's COVID-19 vaccine rollout is lagging and the nation needs to get ready for more hard times. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
We need to steel our spines for what's ahead.
Biden says the coming weeks and months will be tough.
Maybe the toughest during this entire pandemic.
With experts warning holiday travel and gatherings could lead to another spike in virus cases. Biden says there is hope with vaccine development, but he says Trump administration efforts to get Americans vaccinated have fallen far behind. The CDC says just about 2 million people have received a shot. Biden says at that rate,
it's going to take years, not months, to vaccinate the American people.
President Trump brushed off the critique, tweeting, "It's up to states to distribute the vaccines once they arrive at designated areas." Sagar Magani, Washington.
Two variants of the coronavirus, first found in Britain and South Africa and more transmissible than the original, are spreading around the world. The World Health Organization says there's not enough information to determine whether the variants could undermine vaccines being rolled out across the globe. Approximately 25 countries report variant cases, including Italy, France, Finland, South Korea, Jordan, Lebanon, Pakistan, Portugal, Canada, and the United States. Wednesday, Britain became the first country in the world to approve AstraZeneca and Oxford University's low-cost COVID vaccine, raising hopes it will tackle surging cases and ease pressure on creaking health services. The Independent Medicines and Healthcare Products and Regulatory Agency said the vaccine, quote, met its strict standards of safety. This is VOA News. EU leaders signed their post-Brexit trade deal with Britain and dispatched it to London on an RAF jet Wednesday. This set their seal on a drawn-out divorce hours before the UK brings its half-century European experiment to an end. Britain will leave the European Single Market and Customs Union at 11 p.m. Thursday, the end of a post-Brexit transition period marked by intense and difficult trade negotiations. European Union and Chinese leaders met by video conference today and have agreed, quote, in principle, end quote, to a major investment pact that Brussels hopes will open up lucrative opportunities, despite concerns about Beijing's rights record. The pact provides a boost to economic ties between two of the world's biggest economies, but risks upsetting President-elect Joe Biden as he gears up to enter the White House. It is still expected to take months to be finalized and fully ratified as a legal text. A Chinese court Wednesday jailed 10 Hong Kong democracy activists for up to 3 years over a bid to flee the city by speedboat to Taiwan. This as a crackdown on dissent in the territory intensifies. The group was arrested by Chinese Coast Guard August 23rd en route to the self-ruled island, which has quietly opened its doors to Hong Kongers seeking sanctuary. At least 10 people were killed Wednesday as explosions rocked Yemen's Aden airport moments after a new unity government flew in what officials charged was a, quote, cowardly, end quote, attack by Iran-backed Houthi rebels. Dozens more people were wounded, a medical source told AFP, although all government ministers were reported to be unharmed. Plumes of smoke billowed from the airport building in the southern city as debris lay strewn across the area, with people rushing to tend to the wounded, footage broadcast by a Saudi television channel showed. Russian state investigators said Tuesday they opened a new criminal case against Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. The announcement comes a day after Russia's prison service gave Navalny a last-minute ultimatum to report to Moscow by Tuesday or face jail time. He was unable to return in time. Navalny, one of President Vladimir Putin's leading critics, has been convalescing in Germany after what Berlin and other Western nations say was an attempt in August to murder him using a nerve agent. Jonathan Pollard, who spent 30 years in U.S. prison for spying for Israel, arrived in Israel early Wednesday with his wife. Pollard was greeted at Israel's international airport by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.